A new report finds that many aspects of Maine's education system have improved over the past few decades, including access to public preschool and kindergarten. But the findings also suggest that students from economically disadvantaged households are still struggling and not getting the same opportunities as their peers. The authors of that report released today, the business-led education advocacy group Educate Maine and others, hope the findings will prompt more investment in education in the upcoming legislative session. Robbie Feinberg has our story.
The most promising numbers from the annual Education Indicators Report show progress in two particular areas: public access to college and early childhood education. It finds that about 44% of Mainers from the ages of 25 to 64 have a credential, such as a college degree or professional certificate. That number is below New England's as a whole, but is a sizable increase from where Maine was a decade ago. And Educate Maine's executive director, Ed Cervone, says more good news comes on the preschool side. Last year, 44% of four-year-olds attended public pre-K in Maine. That's more than double the percentage from the year 2000.
You know, if you're a three- or four-year-old in a quality pre-K setting, you're going to have better academic success, better career success, and better life success. And we can document that in Maine than if you don't.
A federal grant helped 11 districts to launch or expand public preschool 4 years ago. And as part of last year's state budget, Maine tweaked its funding formula and allowed state money to flow more quickly to public pre-K programs. That led dozens of school districts to launch or expand pre-K. Yet even with those improvements, the report also highlights a persistent problem that's plagued Maine schools for decades: achievement gaps affecting students from economically disadvantaged households. Standardized test scores, such as the National NAEP assessment, have demonstrated that in many cases, those gaps haven't narrowed over the past few decades. The report highlights similar gaps in college enrollment. Cervone hopes that under a new administration, the state can boost education funding and specifically target students in rural and less wealthy districts,
which is helping to level the playing field for kids who just don't have the same opportunities as others, while allowing locals to figure out how that gets done, who's involved, and the various other things.
The Maine Education Association, the union that represents public school teachers, is also hoping to see more investment under a new administration. That includes having the state fund 55% of public K-12 education. Association President Grace Levitt says she recently visited a district in which a teacher told her that a school nurse was present only about 3 hours per week.
So, you know, that's not right. So having what our kids need in all of our schools in the whole state, no matter what the town is, where they're located.
On the campaign trail, Governor-elect Janet Mills promised to implement universal pre-K programs across Maine and increase the minimum teacher salary. She'll have to convince a newly elected legislature to find the funding for those changes in the coming year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And for disclosure, the Maine Education Association represents most of Maine Public's news staff.